Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back. You're listening to This Week in America. Great to have you with us on the program. Special guest is Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, talking about the best foods and lifestyle practices for joint health. You'll find all of the information at Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com, bookstouplift.com as well. We're talking about some of the foods, some of the extras that actually support joint health. Continue with that list, Dr. Susan. We've got the list going here. These are the foods that we should actually be using in our diet on an ongoing basis.
Yeah, so I'll just rattle off a few more foods, and then we'll go into some lifestyle choices.
Perfect.
But remember, leafy green vegetables, you could never eat too many of those. You know, the idea is, the whole idea, and this also will help to detox and keep your body cleansed year-round. You want to eat as clean as possible, stay hydrated with lots of filtered and hopefully alkaline water, and then include foods like leafy green vegetables. Now, lemons, you might think, well, wait, lemon is acid to my taste. But when you eat a food and then you digest it, depending on the mineral composition of the food, it's either an acid or alkaline food. Even though lemons are acid to the taste on your tongue, they are absolutely an alkaline food inside your body and very detoxifying. So I make a lemon shot every morning. I take one of my lemons, usually it's a Meyer lemon, and I squeeze it into a little shot glass, and then I put in a tincture, like a liquid extract of cayenne and ginger, and it's like a lemon shot. And I drink it down quickly. Of course, you make faces when you do that.
Yes.
Yeah, and then you can, I know you're salivating right now, and then you follow up with water. I always rinse my mouth out with water because you don't want to leave lemon on your teeth because it will help eat away the enamel. So you just rinse your mouth out with water. So, and other things that help keep your body detoxified and clean and pain-free are green tea and garlic and watercress and broccoli sprouts, cabbage, and all of the beautiful fruits like papaya and mango, pineapple, pear, apples, berries, melons, and especially watermelon. That's rich in an antioxidant. It's the number one antioxidant in the body called glutathione. So you just want to eat these foods, you know, fresh and Rick, as much raw food as possible. Every time you cook food, you change it, especially vegetables, from more alkaline to acid-forming. But in addition to foods, let's look at our lifestyle. A lot of people will work out. Maybe they go to the gym or they walk, but they say, I don't have any time to stretch. And when you don't stretch, you tighten, even though you might be doing other exercises, you tighten the muscles, the ligaments, the connective tissue, and it's important to move your joints into the full range of motion every day. So you stand up and you do, I'm doing it now, you can't see, circles with your arms and shoulders. You twist at your waist, you bend down, you put your leg up on a table, you know, and you stretch because if you don't do that, you get tighter and tighter. And then one day what happens? You reach down in your fridge or up at a cupboard or getting something off a shelf at the supermarket, and you pull a muscle, you sprain a muscle because you're so tight. So find ways to add stretching into your diet. And let's talk about sleep and saunas and visualization. Sleep is when your body renews, regenerates, revigorates. You have to make getting good sleep non-negotiable in your lifestyle, a good solid 7 to 8 hours a night. You cannot be vibrantly, radiantly healthy without that. So I know a lot of people sacrifice sleep because of the lifestyle, but
yes,
you're going to work better and smarter and be a nicer person to be around if you can get a little extra sleep. And then, you know, I'm a big believer in infrared saunas, different than traditional saunas. They're not so suffocatingly hot, but they get deeper into your body. And saunas are, first of all, just relaxing in the warmth of a sauna. It makes you feel good. It increases circulation to your skin so you look more youthful. You sweat out toxins. That's a great thing. And it really eases pain in joints and muscles. So I know that's a pricey item, but it's something I saved for quite a while. And now for 20 years, I have a personal sauna. And the reason I like that is you sweat out toxins. And I don't want to go sit in a, like my gym sauna where lots of people have been sitting.
Where somebody has sat before you, yes.
Ugh, gross.
Yes.
And I can do it any time, day or night, which is nice. And I've told you before that whenever I have a photo shoot I need to do, then 2 or 3 hours before the photo shoot, I sit in the sauna because no makeup artist could duplicate the nice, healthy glow you get when you take a sauna.
About a minute left in the program. Let's sort of wrap up your concluding thoughts about keeping joints healthy and pain-free. Wrap it up for us. Tie it together for us.
Yes, tie it all together in a nice bow.
Yes.
Well, first of all, definitely check my website and the blogs I posted today and sign up for my free monthly newsletter. And obviously, it's no surprise that our high-fat, low-fiber, sugar-laden, standard American diet, it does account for much of the inflammation that develops throughout the body. The standard American diet is highly acidic. It wreaks havoc on joint health as well as the health of the whole body. Don't put it off till January 1st. Start today, make changes, and go for 30 days and see how much better you feel and look.
Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., talking about the best foods and lifestyle practices for joint health. All the information on our website, SusanSmithJones.com, BooksToUplift.com as well. You can find, of course, by going to our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.